The Troy Murphy Show.
Welcome, my friends, to Current Affairs Unplugged and Explained. A simplified look at the complex news stories of the day and done so in a way so that you can understand what is going on and so that you can be the informed and educated one at your next fancy dinner party, backyard barbecue, or coffee catch up with friends. Today, let's take a look at the controversial subject of how much money is spent on Indigenous Australians each year. Now, with the Voice to Parliament referendum on our doorstep, not too far away, one of the ongoing debates we keep hearing is how much federal government money, taxpayers' dollars, is spent on Indigenous Australians. There are figures of $30 billion to $40 billion to as little as a few billion, 4.5. So which is correct? Because from $4.5 billion to $40 billion, that is a huge chunk of difference on either spectrum of the argument. So let's deep dive into this. The rising debate surrounding government spending on Indigenous Australians, well, recent reports and statements are bringing to light the actual figures. Now, according to the Productivity Commission's 2017 Indigenous Expenditure Report, the total direct government expenditure on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians was estimated at $33.4 billion for 2015 to 2016. Furthermore, a draft of the Productivity Commission report from July 2023 this year indicates that this figure amounts to be tens of billions of dollars each year. No exact figure given. It is, after all, only a draft report. But that means between 2017, when it's estimated $33.4 billion, and to this year, in 2023, it's estimated to be in the tens of billions of dollars. Well, that kind of lines up. Contrarily, misinformation and claims have been circling about the spending patterns of the National Indigenous Australians Agency, the NIAA. And what is the NIAA? Well, the National Indigenous Australians Agency is an Australian public service agency of the Australian government, and its primary responsibility is to implement the government's policies and programs aimed at improving the lives of all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. The NIAA works to support the Federal Minister for Indigenous Australians and influences policy across the entire government to benefit Indigenous Australians. Hold up. Sounds like what we're voting for in this referendum. Kind of sounds like we already have a representative body that talks directly to the government that can influence policy to benefit Indigenous Australians. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. Additionally, the NIAA is accountable to the executive government. It differs from the proposed Voice for Indigenous Australians, which is intended to be an independent body. Ah, that's the difference. Right, let's go back to how much is spent each year, the topic of much debate. Now, the NIAA, established in 2019, was suggested by former Prime Minister Tony Abbott in a recent radio interview to be allocated approximately $30 billion annually to spend on Indigenous programs. However, this claim was promptly counted by an NIAA spokesperson. Records confirm that the agency has a budget of $4.5 billion for 2022 to 2023, with a notable $1.6 billion granted through the Indigenous Advancement Strategy, the IAS, in the same fiscal year. Now, while there seems to be confusion surrounding the total expenditure on dedicated Indigenous bodies, it's evident from the 2017 Productivity Commission report that of the $556.1 billion direct expenditure on all Australians in 2015 to 2016, 6% of that, $33.4 billion, was channeled towards First Nations people. Interestingly, a considerable proportion, $27.4 billion, represents the Indigenous share of mainstream expenditure, which includes costs for services like education, healthcare, and public safety. This figure underscores the fact that a significant part of funding is aimed at providing First Nations Australians with the same service level that the broader population receives. Now, of course, as discussions continue and more reports emerge, a clearer picture of Indigenous spending will hopefully emerge, offering a more accurate perspective on this issue. But from what I seem to have found, everyone's correct. Yes, if you include inflation, up to $40 billion could be being spent on Indigenous Australians each year. And yes, $4.5 billion is spent each year by the NIAA. Maybe that $4.5 million is added to the $33.4 billion of the 2017 Indigenous Expenditure Report to make the $40,000. Who knows how the math is worked out? Both seem to be correct, but both sides of the political divide seem to be using the information that they want to benefit their case over the other to try and point score, as opposed to coming together and finding out the actual information, which is what we're doing here today. And I tell you what, it wasn't too hard. All you had to go was to one side, the yes side, and look at the news they're pumping out. Go to the no side, look at the news they're pumping out. Meld the information together, see where it crosses over to find the actual answer. Kind of how we should all be approaching media, really. But that's an explained for another day. All right, so let's wrap this up and take this home. That $33.4 billion is part of a total amount spent each year on all Australians based on percentage when divided up. So really, this is a non-issue. And I think it's time we moved on to a different topic in general. And that's Current Affairs Unplugged and Explained, as we take a simplified look at how much money is spent on Indigenous Australians each year.